in January of 2013, we launched a little podcast into the world. We called it Ask Pastor John. We slapped a little jingle on the front end, hit publish on a temporary podcast meant to last us 15 months or so, just to fill up a short little need we had here at Desiring God and Pastor John. Here we are, 2,000 episodes later.
Can't even remember those days.
I know, it seems like a distant memory. And I think I used to call you up on your phone. You used your landline phone for those early years. Remember that?
Down in Tennessee.
Yep. 2,000 episodes later, we're now into our 12th year. And today we look back. We look back at what God has done in the past years of APJ. And we look forward with prayers for the future and prayers for what God might do in a new APJ book. That's the book that releases today. More on that in a moment.
Yep.
As we start off, Pastor John, just tell us how this podcast fits within your ministry legacy. How do you think of it now, 12 years in?
My parents built into me from the time I could read, that's about 6 years old when we moved into the house I'm thinking about, a passion for legacy. And I didn't know that at the time. I didn't know what legacy was, but that's what it was, because hanging on the wall in our kitchen, and it hangs behind me right now where I'm standing in my study, was this motto: only one life, 'twill soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. That's legacy talk. So I believe, Tony, that you and I have produced Ask Pastor John for Christ. Only what's done for Christ will last. And we didn't do it for ourselves. We did it for Christ. We're doing it for Christ. Your book will be, I believe, part of the fulfillment of the second half of the motto: what's done for Christ will last. You know well, Tony, that I have my favorite hyphenated phrases, right?
Oh, yeah.
God-centered, Christ-exalting, Bible-saturated. And I think that's what Ask Pastor John is. That's the legacy. God-centered, Christ-exalting, Bible-saturated counsel for people who are in need. And I would underline Bible-saturated, because many podcasts are enjoyable conversations that people have online. That's not what we've done for 10 years. Almost every episode is a careful expression, well-prepared, a lot of thought gone into it, of about an hour and a half study and thought and prayer saturated with the Bible. So I think, Tony, our legacy will be: they were God-centered, they were Christ-exalting, they were Bible guys, with a strange twist called Christian hedonism, because they believed that God is most glorified in us when we are most satisfied in Him. I think that's the way I would express the legacy.
Amen. May it be. That has certainly been our prayer from the very start of this podcast. And if you want the full backstory of where this podcast came from and how it's tied to the unique ways that Pastor John is gifted to answer questions, I tell that backstory in the introduction to my brand new book just mentioned. It's titled Ask Pastor John, 750 Bible Answers to Life's Most Important Questions. That new book launches today. It's the point of this special episode to announce the new book, Ask Pastor John, 750 Bible Answers to Life's Most Important Questions. And, you know, people hearing about the book for the first time ask me, Tony, what is it? Like, why did you write this book about a podcast, especially when the whole archive is transcribed, it's online, it's just a Google search away for anyone that who wants it. Really, the genesis of this new book came years ago when friends of ours, ministry partners, donors, would email me asking me about some pressing question that has come up in their life, in their family, in their church, asking me for one APJ episode that could answer a dilemma. And I think the archive is intimidating for a lot of people. We're up to, I think, 250 hours of content now, and that grows by the week. So that's a lot of content to sift through. So what I would do is I would take the question from the donor, dive into the archive, and always find multiple episodes on a topic and respond with an email that was basically a digest of those episodes that I found, or even just parts of an episode that I found that I thought could help answer a given challenge from different angles, explaining why each episode I found was uniquely valuable in answering the question. And over time, those little digests just seemed to prove useful. And as they did, I collected them into one document on my computer. And at some point I realized I could do this with the broader archive. And so I set aside 2 years of my book research and writing time. Mm. I identified our most popular episodes from our first decade. That was the easy part. This type of podcast really offers us a feedback loop like no other. You know, the audience asks the questions and then the audience responds to the episodes that we record. So it's very easy to see what topics most resonate with our audience. And so I just basically isolated our 28 most popular topics and created basically 28 huge digests of 750 episodes in one comprehensive guide to help find episodes that you need when you need them. It was a huge project. There were times early on when I wondered if this was a good idea or not. Mm-hmm. But now it's done. And I have high hopes that this book will prove useful. Sinclair Ferguson, in his kind endorsement, likened it to Richard Baxter's classic massive book, Christian Directory. It's an amazing comparison for those of you in the Reformed world who know what that huge book is like. And then Dr. Ferguson called the APJ book, quote, one of those rare contemporary books that can be described as should be in every Christian home, end quote. My jaw dropped when I read that. I mean, that is an amazing endorsement of the book, but even of your deep labors in this podcast too, Pastor John. Mm-hmm. I mean, each episode being that careful expression of about an hour and a half of your study and thought and prayer saturated in the Bible. That's a huge investment and a ringing endorsement of your investment.
Amazing.
And then Kevin DeYoung, another friend of ours, said, quote, I can't imagine any Christian who wouldn't be helped by and fascinated by the hundreds of topics covered in this amazing resource. Again, that highlights the value of having a printed guide that you can easily thumb through and browse. It's a unique way, I think, to appreciate such a long-running podcast like APJ. So if these kind words are accurate, and I have high hopes that this book is going to serve listeners to help them benefit from the archive in the years ahead. I can't wait. I can't wait to see what the Lord does with this. And Pastor John, as you consider what this new book will offer the podcast in the near future and in the distant future, what would you add to this conversation?
You know, when people say nice things about our teaching, we could easily overlook what makes us tremble in this project, namely James 3, verse 1. Let not many of you become teachers, for you know that we who teach will be judged, that means judged by God, with greater strictness. Wow. But you and I, involved in this constant teaching ministry, take heart from God's word to Isaiah, this is the one to whom I will look, declares the Lord. He who is humble and contrite in spirit and trembles at my word. So we believe God will look to us. He will smile upon us because of Jesus and because we don't play fast and loose with his word. We tremble at the very privilege of knowing his word and speaking his word. Teaching is what we do. Yeah. It's our calling. It's a dangerous work. It's a trembling work. But oh, what a happy work. It's a happy work because we get to spend untold hours immersed in God's word for the sake of God's people. And Jesus said, these things I have spoken to you, that your joy might be full. And then he told us to go share what we've heard and added, it is more blessed, more happy to give than to receive. So it's been a happy work. Tony, you can bear your own witness to the joys of facing, amazingly, 2,000 episodes of APJ and selecting, distilling them into a usable manual of Christian counsel, but I want to bear witness about the joy of watching that happen. It really has been astonishing to watch. For 10 years, I have watched you evaluate questions by the thousand, record answers, edit recordings, record or host the podcast, and schedule the episodes. Now, that's one source of joy, and it's big and solid, just watching those competencies that God has given you put into action for His glory. But the skill that our readers are going to see in this book, this synthesizing skill, is of another order. Weaving hundreds of 1,000-word answers into topical, coherent, readable chapters has inspired, still inspires, my happy admiration and thankfulness to God. So, thank you, Tony, for the investment of 10 years of your life on the podcast and 2 years of your life on the book. It has been a precious partnership. Clearly, you and I both believe in the value of the written word and the spoken word. Yeah. You've reminded me of that over and over again about the peculiar nature of this kind of audible conversation that we have. Yeah. We've seen lives captivated for Christ through both writing and speaking. We pray for that to continue to happen through both. You and I both love to write, right? We are writers. We get our thoughts out on paper with joy. It is in our God-designed bones. But neither you nor I will surrender the living voice.
Yes.
Because the living voice carries the affections of the heart more effectively than the written word. And we believe that new Christ-exalting affections of the heart are the goal of this ministry, the goal of books, the goal of speaking, the goal of desiring God. I believe it's the goal of the Bible, new Christ-exalting affections. So Ask Pastor John, the book and the podcast, aim to impart new affections. That's what we want to happen. We aim at a miracle. We hope that you, our listeners, will hear and read our hearts. There is a happy melody there in our hearts, a God-centered, Christ-exalting, Bible-saturated, happy melody. And we hope you hear it and that it becomes the melody of your life.
That is well put. Thank you, Pastor John. I appreciate that. We want the living voice captured in this podcast to bless people around the world for years and decades to come. And to that end, we have two prayers now with this book. First, we pray that this book helps you who are listening to us right now. You who are listening, we want you to better navigate our over 200 hours of audio to find the episodes that you need when you need them and the episodes your friends need when they need them. I think we can help you better serve others if we can help you find your way around the archive better. So that's prayer one. Prayer two is for future listeners to this podcast, those who are not listening right now. They can't hear me right now. They're not listening to me, who have not even started listening. Imagine an audience of people who have never listened to APJ that will come online and listen to our content in future years and decades. Millions of people right now, that's not an overstatement, millions of people right now don't know that this podcast exists. People in our churches, in our neighborhoods, people at work, people wrestling with suffering, people asking the most important questions in life. And I want them to see quickly the ground that we've covered in the first 10 years of the podcast so that they can benefit from the archive immediately. So those are our two prayers. And I put them in the introduction to my new book when I wrote this quote, "As we build this podcast into a single content library, our first decade lays the groundwork for everything else to come. For current listeners, the book rehearses key highlights from the past. For future listeners, the book is an on-ramp to summarize the ground we've already covered. The book will immediately serve thousands of current listeners who found their way from the podcast to the book." That's you if you're listening, hearing about the book for the first time. You're moving from the podcast to the book. "But perhaps if the Lord is gracious, the current will reverse in due time and thousands of readers will find their way from this new book to the podcast." That's our prayer. As you gift this book to not yet listeners, you're helping us fulfill this dream in answer to that prayer. Think of this book, I write, as a podcast promo made of paper and ink that you can physically hand to others. End quote. That thought thrills me. I can't wait to hand out copies of this book to introduce new listeners to the podcast, to share with others this happy melody, this God-centered, Christ-exalting, Bible-saturated, happy melody of what this podcast is. What a joy, what an honor to be able to do that. Okay, so where can you get copies? To launch this new, big, red Ask Pastor John book, we are again partnering with our friends at Westminster Books. WTSbooks.com is where you can find them online. Support a wonderful Christian bookstore and get discounted copies of Ask Pastor John, 750 Bible Answers to Life's Most Important Questions. Right now at WTSbooks.com. I have been honored to be your podcast host for over a decade from behind a microphone, and now to be your podcast host in a new book format is a new joy for me. Whether by microphone or by book, I am your host, Tony Reinke. We'll see you next time.